Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jews in Israel go to the Temple Mount to celebrate the Jewish New Year, the time of creation, and to blow their shofars in honor of God's plan for humankind. That's the headline. Steve Herzig will join me at this broadcast table in a moment to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What is Rosh Hashanah? And then we'll get to the Feast of Trumpets.
Turn to Leviticus 23, they would find that the Feast of Trumpets is listed there amongst those seven feasts. In fact, we're in the fall feasts. Seventh month, the month of Tishrei, the first day of that month, the Feast of Trumpets. Jewish tradition believes that on Rosh Hashanah, first of all, it's the new year, and it would be 5,779, and that means that according to Judaism, the earth is less than 6,000 years old. That's the year they believe God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. And they also believe that it is at this time that we anticipate and pray for a good year, a sweet year, because they've confessed their sin in the past and that they do good things right at the end of the year they're in order to have their good deeds outweigh their bad deeds.
But also the Feast of Trumpets. I have seen as many as 15,000 Jewish men with their shofars and or their trumpets go up towards and as close as they could get to the Temple Mount to blow in celebration of the new year, indicating to me that which many Jewish scholars say is that that stone under the Gold Dome building, the foundation stone, is the location where God created everything, making, of course, the Temple Mount the Garden of Eden. But they go to celebrate the beginning of a new year, which started 5,000, as you said, 779 years ago.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And the shofar is a part of Judaism and the Bible in so many ways. But you and I look at it prophetically down the road. God did offer his son and indeed gave him up. But of course, he conquered sin and death and rose from the dead. So it's a great parallel and a great insight, I think, into Rosh Hashanah is the shofar.
Steve Herzig with the details on Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Trumpets. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For 3,500 years, the Jews have celebrated the creation recorded in Genesis chapter 1 and the time of the coming of the Messiah in the future. This year is 5779. That means 5,779 years since creation. But remember, Jesus called for the angel to sound the trumpet, Matthew 24, verses 30 and 31, that Feast of Trumpets, which looks forward to the Messiah's return. Today, as they celebrate these two holy days, looking for the Messiah. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...